Bert. Sometimes I hate to think that I exist inside of other people's heads. To think that there are non-consensual perceptions of me that I had scarcely any control of fashioning. I am shaped by their past. Not mine. Shaped by the light shining forth from every mother's womb into that of the earth, which is a different tone for everybody, and casts their life ethereally, accordingly to the hue that this ray has taken. Camus wrote that we exist as these dichotomies, who we believe ourselves to be, and what we are perceived as. The latter reminds me of the fruit, whose beginning and whose end is forgotten, because people only fare attention to its ripening, when it is ready for the taking, presented prettily and perfectly, when it's at its most fruitful, so to speak, when you can get the most from it. But do you know what a lime tree looks like in the spring? Have you ever thought about the juxtaposition of the apple pit and the plastic bag? Does it make you feel anything? Sometimes I hate to think that I make other people feel, that my mother has shed tears for me. I remember some nights ago rolling a spliff, mind trance like rambling. I saw her hands in my own and recognized her voice in mine. Sometimes I wonder if I'm easy to forget. My hands, my words. Whenever it so happens that I catch a stranger's gaze on the street, I try my best to smile, and I dreamily wonder whether they too feel rapture from ephemeral connections. I like to linger on the impressions of those to whom I exist merely as a body cloaked in cloth. Abstracted mind, earbuds spewing indeterminacy, kicking salt-stained boots forth, trying not to slip on ice. They'll remember me so simply, as I remember them, as I've invented them. Isn't it strange that we can fall in love with the idea of someone? Isn't it strange that everyone you know, you don't really know, you've painted a picture of them in your head, Picasso-like fragments of reality, and everyone you know exists differently to everyone else, like Schrodinger's cat. Do I exist if you can't see me? Is it really me that you'll remember then? I think that in order to know someone, you must have seen them all alone, or have some notion of that rawness, when they're waking, stretching, dancing, in the morning, truthful, still naked, still dazed in dreams, while coffee coats their singing tongue. And the rising sun paints them for who they are.